And welcome back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder alongside Katie and Matt. How are you guys today?
Good.
I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being in. You guys have been traveling all across the state. And of course, North Platte and greater Nebraska, it's a good place to stop into.
It's been a wonderful time. We've through central Nebraska and in McCook last night and here in North Platte this morning. It's been fantastic to meet Nebraskans all across the state.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been traveling, not just for fun, but what the purpose of traveling was.
So we are going across the state this week to talk to people about school choice, mostly, which is giving more families in Nebraska the opportunity to choose the school that best fits their child or children's need. And in Nebraska, we're pretty far behind the rest of the country in providing families with these opportunities. So we just wanted to get out on the road and make sure people know that there is some legislation right now being discussed in the legislature that would, again, provide families with more opportunities.
Well, it's one of those things. When it comes to education, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody has their own needs, and that's really important, and that's a lot of what you guys have been talking about on this trip, Shirley.
That's exactly right. So Katie's with Educate Nebraska. I, myself, am the State Director of Americans for Prosperity Nebraska, and we are in a coalition with even more organizations talking to folks about the fact that even the best schools aren't the best fit for every child, but a poor school or a failing school is a fit for nobody. We know that every child learns a little bit differently, and we want to find the best fit for every single child in a high-quality environment, no matter if that's a traditional public school, a private school, or some sort of institution that doesn't exist yet that parental choice, school choice legislation could create.
Now, you mentioned schools that may not exist yet. There's already some options out there, but it sounds like there could potentially be more options down the road.
Yep, there could. The great thing about school choice is it really opens up the ability to innovate a great deal. And our current education system in America and Nebraska is really outdated. This model that was preparing kids for mostly low-skill jobs, the majority of kids for lower-skill jobs. And in our changing economy, we really need to rethink how we're educating kids and make sure every child graduates with the skills necessary to succeed in college or a career, and that the high school diploma means something. And we have a lot of great public schools in Nebraska, and we have a lot of great private schools in Nebraska. And what school choice does is it makes sure that your zip code or your family's income isn't the main limiting factor determining what type of school you can go to. Because as we've said, every child is different. We shouldn't have a one-size-fits-all model.
Yeah, and everybody comes from a different background. You know, the finances are different for each family. So if a family's struggling, their child shouldn't have to suffer when it comes to education because of that.
Well, that's exactly right. So the beauty of school choice and, you know, meta-analysis or meta-studies, I should say, have really borne this out, that not only are school choice programs a benefit to kids in the new environment that they choose and the environment that they left, so we see kids having better academic achievement in both settings, but also it's a win for taxpayers. So one of the main bills that's actually going to be discussed on the floor of the legislature in January is a tax credit scholarship bill that essentially allows individuals to donate to a scholarship grant organization that provides opportunities for kids to attend other schools. On the other side, the state provides a tax credit to those who donate. And what we're seeing across the country is great state savings, which then allows the state to either, you know, redirect those funds to other priorities or to provide tax relief. In a state where we're having some challenges with the budget and are always having issues with our property taxes, finding new opportunities for students and outside of the traditional public school system only provides relief if our elected officials, you know, allow those dollars to go back to taxpayers. But it creates an opportunity for taxpayers to advocate for themselves for finding opportunities that increase academic achievement, but also are great for taxpayers.
Now, there's a lot of verbiage anytime you talk about anything that has to do with bills. But what I'm noticing is this just has a lot of opportunities when it comes to it, really.
That's exactly right. Actually, the Tax Credit Scholarship Bill is named the Opportunity Scholarship Act. And it's really rethinking, you know, kind of public education. So right now, we view public education as funding brick-and-mortar institutions and hiring staff in that way. But if we think about it as funding the public's education, it creates a whole new host of opportunities for kids and families, and like I said, better opportunities for kids and better opportunities for taxpayers.
Which, when you think about it, investing is what we're really doing here. We're investing in our future and investing in these kids' futures.
Yeah, absolutely. And every Nebraskan I've talked to agrees that investing in kids and education should be a priority of the state. And in Nebraska, historically, we have invested a lot in education, as we should. But looking across the country, there are a lot of states that their student outcomes overall have improved at a much greater rate than Nebraska. So Nebraska is still a high-performing state in terms of student outcomes, but we used to be one of the highest in the country, and now we're more in the middle. But at the same time, we've increased spending on education at a much faster rate than most of the country. So we see this correlation between property taxes going up and K-12 spending going up, but our outcomes are remaining flat. And so we really want to look at that. Educate Nebraska, actually, we don't weigh in on fiscal issues so much, but I bring this up because it elicits this conversation about what can we do in the school system to make sure every kid has the opportunity to go to a great school, and regardless of their school, it's a high quality option, whether it's the public district school or a private school. And so something else Educate Nebraska works on is talking to people about some other policies that are working really well in other states and have improved outcomes but are affordable for taxpayers at the same time. And so Matt might, because yeah. Americans for Prosperity also works on some of those policies.
Yeah, and so not only does school choice create new opportunities, but we want families who are choosing their traditional public school system, which many will, we want those to be high-quality opportunities across the board. So looking at a few things, increasing transparency, looking at how we grade schools so families have a better idea of how those schools are performing, and also providing targeted interventions for kindergarten, first, second, and third graders to make sure that they are proficient in reading before they get to that fourth grade level.
Now, I think when it comes to something like this, a lot of people think that we don't have that problem here in Nebraska. We do, obviously. Like you mentioned, Katie, it's a little bit of a problem. It's not horrible, but there's definitely room for improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. And being in North Platte, I want to say that North Platte schools do well overall. And you also have are facing some issues here with growing numbers of kids on free and reduced lunch. And so the schools perform pretty well here, despite facing some of those challenges that come with when kids are coming from a background in poverty, and those numbers are growing. But throughout the state, in some areas, we aren't seeing that same those same outcomes for kids. And so we think it's really important, as Matt said, to be transparent about how all schools are performing. Parents should know, families should know if the school is doing a good job of ensuring every child can read by the end of third grade so they can go on and be successful in the grades that follow in high school and beyond. And then once we're identifying which schools are struggling and which are doing a great job, we can build in some accountability and say, how can we help the school that's struggling to make sure all of the children there are getting an equal opportunity for a high quality education? And then let's look at some of our high performing schools, which would include some schools in North Platte, and say, they're doing this with these resources. What exactly are they doing, and how do we spread those practices to some other schools? And where school choice fits into this is we already have great non-public schools in Nebraska that are achieving these amazing outcomes. And we really work together to bridge the divide and open up conversations, regardless of the school type, of how do we raise the bar for all kids.
Now, it sounds like there's a great amount of communication that's going on because each school has their own philosophy. Administrators have their own philosophies, and it's all about finding what works best. And it sounds like there's a common goal among everybody involved.
And I think so. Everyone wants what's best for kids. And our position is that more than anyone, families know what's best for kids, which is really why school choice is essential, because they know their child better than anyone and are going to act in their best interest. And they families understand the importance of education and will make those choices, we know, for the best future for their children.
Now, you guys have been traveling a little bit across the great state. What's one thing you've really enjoyed about it so far?
We've had some great conversations with, you know, folks in media across the state. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to, you know, have those conversations and educate folks across the state and not just have the same conversations having in Lincoln or Omaha or at the Capitol where it happens to be. But being able to be a part of Greater Nebraska and really enjoy the state as a whole.
And it's beautiful out here. I mean, it's just breathtaking.
You should have seen all the pictures Katie was taking from McCook to North Platte.
I did.
I'm trying to drive the truck here. I don't, you know, give me a break.
And you see a few deer along that road too?
We saw a deer over by Indianola.
There's something. So glad that you guys are having a safe trip. We appreciate you stopping in and joining us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we also went somewhere last night. That was good. We visited some North Platte.
Pal's Brewing Company was really good.
Oh, yes.
Which is new since I've been here last. So I'm going to tell all my family and friends, you know, when you go through North Platte, if you want to check out a brewery.
It's a great stop. yeah. It's a little out of the way, but a lot out of the ordinary. And great to sit outside there. They have a nice outside area. But the colder months are approaching, and it's a nice area inside, too.
Yeah, it was great.
So Pal's Brewing, remember us next time we come.
Yes.
I'll have a tab already for you.
That's right.
Well, thanks so much, Matt and Katie, for joining us. Have a safe trip.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.